Would you like to take your power back through the law of attraction and following the principles of the universal laws, earth-based spirituality such as Wicca, pantheism, and alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the government, globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright? I am Dr. Joanna Johnston, author and founder of the Illuminating Mind Society, psychic empath, spiritual teacher, training others to reclaim their sovereignty, here to guide you every Thursday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to inspire you and empower you here on my show, Illuminating Visions, at freedomizerradio.com. Call in number 319-527-6208.
Check this out. We got a great show coming your way today.
Hey, everybody, check it out.
All I can say is wow.
Lock it on to the best station on the net. Online.
God, I love the station.
I am completely in awe of him.
I'm addicted to this.
I'm excited to have him.
You got it going on, girl.
I love you.
Hi, everyone. How are you? This is Joanna Wells, Joanna Johnston, and coming to you tonight on an interesting topic, which is just doesn't seem to go away. And tonight I'm going to be talking about mainly about the censorship that's going on and how out of control it is, how bad it is, and what we should do and what we should look forward to due to all this craziness going on. My goodness. I was just reading an article that Google is banning online ads for cryptocurrency. I mean, this is unbelievable. And, you know, they don't want people to know. They don't want people to know anything now. So it's like, it's funny. It's like they show you a little bit of this, and then they put a stop to it, you know. And it's like dangling candy in front of a baby, and then all of a sudden saying, oh, guess what, we have the power now. We have the power to get rid of anything, to take down anything, you know, that you're looking at. Like the web, the whole web has been prepared for this. The known part of the web anyway, the surface part of the web. I mean, we're not even going into the dark side of the web or the deep side of the web, which is probably where we're going to be going anyway, because now they are just turning this whole web thing into like a, American Idol, you know? You might as well just go on your TV and watch American Idol all day long while they try to suppress the truth from you. It's all, we have to go underground now. So, you know, they keep putting a lot of information that is underground, you're not going to be able to see anymore. Or you're going to have to pay for the subscription in order to view any underground information, which is actually really ridiculous. I mean, it should be free, obviously. It should be free for everybody. So why is Google doing this? What's going on? It's because possibly, like I said, I mean, this is all to... And it's only for America, you know, Google. Think about it. Google comes from the United States. YouTube is from the United States, okay? Instagram, Facebook is all from the United States, the land of commerce. So what do you expect? What do you expect from these people? you're going to get a lot of, I mean, it's turning into Nazi Germany all over again. Now, back in the Hitler days, this is exactly what he did. Everybody had access to the radio back then. Of course, they didn't have TV really then. Their whole access was the radio show. So what he did, he basically stated, he censored everybody else out and said, if you are caught listening to any, excuse me, French radio, any type of radio station that's outside of Germany, you would be knocked on, the Gestapo would knock on your door and take you out, okay? That's pretty much what's going on right now. Now, they are going to be banning any type of information coming from other countries, and they're only going to want the Americans to listen to anything from the United States only, United States music, United States promotions, anything coming out of the United States only, and they're going to be banning anyone who communicates from outside. Like, this could be David Icke, this could be, you know, Michael Tsarian, a lot of the big wigs out there that are from another country, especially like in Ireland, UK, and here I am, I'm in, you know, outside of the country of the United States. So many of us, you know, a lot of us are truth speakers, speaking the truth, and they do not want anyone to listen. So that's what's going on right now, if you haven't noticed. And, you know, I try to warn many people, especially people that I really, really love, like you know, family members. And unfortunately, they're not getting it, or they don't want to get it, you know, because they're very comfortable with their life. And they believe that, oh, everything is fine. You know, I got this new house. I got this new car. I got this, you know, we're just fine. Everything's just great. And just remember what happened. I mean, well, I can't say you remember. I mean, maybe your great-grandparents or whatever. What happened to the Jewish people in Nazi Germany? What's happened to the African-American people in America, in your own country? What's happened to the Native Americans in your own country, in the United States, okay? So what, you don't think that this can happen again to the American citizen people? That are American citizens, that are federal employees of the corporation. The only people that are probably going to be saved are the ones that are the sovereigns, the crazy sovereigns, and the crazy secure creditors are going to be the only ones that are about ready to leave the place because they know ins and outs of how to get out of the country. Okay, because that's what we teach our students. And a lot of other sovereign groups as well. I mean, they may not be secure creditors, but still, they are a lot better, much better off than most majority of the people who do not want to know what's really happening, what's going on. People need to get their heads out of their tushies and start realizing and start doing some serious research, okay? This is very, very serious stuff. And unfortunately, our children, majority of them, are being brainwashed by the governments on taking the guns away. That, oh, too many kids are getting shot and murdered and we should take the guns away. Well, that's ridiculously stupid because in places like Norway, in places like Switzerland, they're allowed to carry guns and the crime is extremely less compared to the United States, okay? It does not even exist at all, hardly at all. And compared to the United States. So they are totally brainwashing and dumbing down the populace. And my husband would love to throw some things in. Go ahead, hon. I know you're dying to say something.
Yeah, I'm always dying to say something. But just for the listeners out there, she's obviously right. Through our discoveries as we bounce around the planet, learning different cultures, different ways, different things. And, yeah, just in the Netherlands, obviously, the actual law is over there. You have to carry a gun in public, believe it or not. You can Google it. It's out there. Obviously, don't use Google because they're turning against everybody now. But we'll go on to that next topic there in a bit. But with the government, you see things online, you hear things on TV, but the things on TV is all orchestrated, especially for the States. I mean, there's a lot of things happening in the States right now that shouldn't be. We all agree, because those that are actually awake can see things unfolding in front of their very eyes. But those that aren't, we're trying our damnedest to wake people up. But some are out there that are not ready to be woken up, or not meant to be woke up, because obviously you'll find that they're the kind of people that fight to keep the system because that's all they know. That's what they rely on to survive. And they're the ones that will be going into FEMA camps and stuff. But we'll, and there's so much information that we got to give out in such a small time. And I don't mean just in the next 90 minutes here now, today on the radio show. I'm talking about the next days, the next weeks, the next months. It's all unveiling now. Shit's hitting the fan now. It's time to, if you have any plans of to put into action, now's the time to pull the plan book out, get your kit bags ready. You know, there is things, that it's all happening now, you can see. I mean, just like Drew said before, this thing I actually saw on Facebook, a video of kids calling out, taking themselves out of school, like a big school strike, millions of kids not going to school for today. And they're outside of the White House protesting about the guns, making sure, oh, we want the guns off. But this is all orchestrated. We know this already. This is just another one of their ploys to take your guns away from you. So once the whole country is disarmed, they can come in and take your ass to FEMA camp just as easy as that.
Oh, yeah.
Because the guys with the guns will be them. That'll be the Marshall Guard. The army, they'll be the ones coming in, taking your asses out. So all this ploy for all these guns, it's a load of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, in other countries, it's law that you have to have one. Just like in the Scandinavian countries. There's no crime whatsoever there.
No, because they're afraid.
Because people are afraid to commit a crime case they get their ass shot. It's a no-brainer. You know what I mean? And then sometimes you've got putting going on about this, that and the other. I agree with some of his things, but I obviously think he's another ploy as well. But we'll see how that plays out, just like the Trump thing. Some people think he's the next best thing since sliced bread, but to be honest, I think he's just another puppet like the friggin' rest of them. But, like I say, we'll also see how that plays out. But at the same time, we have to have plans of action ready. You have to have your plan B ready, your plan C ready, because if this goes tits up, what are you going to do?
Alternative.
You have to take the alternative route, and that's what we're living.
Right.
That's what we're living now, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? Very well said, hon. Very well said, by the way. He has so much passion about this, because it is very, very true. It's a very frightening thing what's happening right now, you know, with the internet going down in such a way. And, of course, they're only using Google to basically spread lies, not spread truth anymore. And really interesting, my daughter Autumn, she is a channeler, and just like her mother, I'm a channeler as well. And we were having, you know, some of those who know what channeling is, it's basically people that are like trance mediums. We actually, the whole energies come right through inside us, like trance medium, where our soul kind of steps aside, while the energies that are coming forth, like say a guide, a spirit guide, a guardian angel, archangel, whatever, comes through, like your higher I am, comes through to communicate through you. So my daughter and I are trance mediums. We have that same capability. And just out of the blue, at the restaurant, we had the we had an experience, and I started channeling right away because I've been under attack every day. I've been under attack for the past 3 weeks now, where these energies are coming through and they're attacking me, where I can't breathe.
Government mediums.
Yeah. Government, they're sending like government mediums or other government whatever to attack me, and where I can't breathe, and it's this negative energy where it feels like it's an attachment on my body, and you just know, like, it's their own emotion, has nothing to do with my emotion, and I'm like, why do I feel out of breath? What's going on? Why does my arm feel really cold on one side? Or, you know, and my husband actually, he's a psychic as well. He's intuitive, and he actually tapped into the energy himself. He's like, what the heck is that? And what it does is this energy, it goes right onto your beingness, your being, your body, and you start feeling like, I mean, maybe a lot of you have this experience, but you don't know what it is. So this is what I'm addressing right now. So this could be something from a programming. It could be from the internet. Who knows? Some type of they use it as a weapon against us. So what it is you start feeling like you can't breathe, and you feel like cold spots, like, or cold water dripping on your leg or your chest or your body, and tingling on your head, like really weird feelings, and then also like itching a lot, like itching and having like weird feelings where your hands are like tingling so much that they feel like they're getting tired, or I'm not sure. But anyway, I've been hit with this experience before years ago, and I ended up in the hospital four times. Okay, this is when I was living in California, and I had my Organite on to protect myself. I was getting hit constantly when I started on YouTube. It was a constant thing that I was getting hit, and the first time I took down YouTube myself, I did it deliberately, and this is years ago, because I was feeling like, oh my God, they're attacking me, I'm under attack. So I took YouTube down myself. I mean, I could have had like double subscribers than what I had just this recent time, and I did it for my safety. And then something told me, no, you have to keep moving, you got to keep going. So what kept me going was I kept doing my rituals that I learned, you know, banishing rituals to protect me that I learned that were from the Golden Dawn many, many years ago, and which I do every day. And if I miss a day is when I get attacked now. So I have to be on it every single freaking morning when I wake up, in the morning and at night before I go to bed. So this is what they're doing. They're starting to attack a lot of the truthers. This is pretty much how Fred Bell died. If you've ever heard of Fred Bell, he got murdered years ago. He was on Jesse Ventura, and he was like the master of Organite. Like in his whole house, it was completely covered with Organite, scalar wave energy to protect himself from the negative scalar wave hitting him. And he was just really, he was awesome. He was living in California. Well, anyway, he goes out of the house and he goes and does a skit with Jesse Ventura. And, you know, he's warning the whole world about what's going on. Anyway, they find him dead in the hotel. And, of course, you know, obviously he was talking about the death ray gun, how they can hit you. They can use a death ray gun and they can target you energetically and hit your heart and boom, you're down. So this is a very, very serious thing, and who knows, YouTube took me down, and in a way it's a good thing because, you know, my guides are saying it's a good thing, and my guide told me immediately that YouTube is Illuminati. Don't you know this? This is what my guide told me. My guide is Azazel. Okay, sorry for some of you Christian people out there, but I'm sorry. But, you know, again, I love all my fans, doesn't matter what religious background you are. You're all awesome anyway, because we are all on the same page. We all want to fight against, we want our freedoms, and we are fighting against the total darkness that are against humanity. Now, Azazel has come to me in my life during a time of learning more about my sovereignty through E.A. Coetting's teachings. Thank you, E.A. Coetting. And I started channeling him many years ago, 3 years ago, and, you know, I ended up realizing that, oh my gosh, this energy is very, very positive energy. It's not even negative. It's not illusional, delusional, none of that, but very powerful energy, very potent energy. Like, let's get things done. Let's go against these dark, Illuminati forces. Like, I mean, him and many of these other energies that you would call demonic or negative, they are actually for the benefit of humanity. They are for humanity. They are there to protect and help humanity. And because we've been under such delusional belief system that have been twisted. Not to say that some of your religions are wrong. I think that a lot of them are right, except for some of them have been twisted by the Vatican, so you can fear. You can fear the dark side, like fear the dark side of the web or the deep web, where the truth is. All the truth is being handed to you there. If you haven't looked into it, check it out. The way to go into it is the Tor browser. But I don't want to get into that yet. Let me finish what I'm saying. But so anyway, I was channeling him full force, and it was great energy. I felt so freaking confident, so certain, like, because here I was feeling so powerless, because this is what these forces want you to feel. They want you to feel powerless, okay? And it was a good energy, and it was like, you know, Drenna needs to stop worrying so much. She needs to get off her butt and start being strong again. It's time to fight. It's time to fight back. Be strong and be sovereign, because I'm here. I'm here to help. Well, anyway, there was a lot more messages that came through, but I don't remember because, again, whenever I have an energy come through, I don't remember. So my husband does and my kids do. Shortly after our dinner, my daughter decided, she goes, I want to channel Odrin. So she starts channeling Odrin right there. And we're at the restaurant the whole time, and the waiters and waitresses were just looking at us like, what the heck are these people doing? But, you know, I'm over the fear now. I used to care about what people thought, and now, and one time Azazel tried to come through. I said, no, not right now, please. And then after that, I didn't talk to him for over a year. It was like he got pissed or mad at me for something. So this time when he came through, it was like, you know what, you're very welcome to come through. I'm ready to have you come through. And he came through with such a punch, like, come on, it's time to get ready and fight. So Odrin came through and came through my daughter, and she started channeling, and she started telling me something very amazing, interesting about myself that I had no idea, but I was very, not no idea, but I had had some clue, okay, that, you know, I've always been attracted to the pyramids and Egypt, so I ended up going to the pyramids, right? And it changed my whole life. It changed my soul, changed everything. Since I came back, I haven't been the same. I've been a different woman, very different. Like, I'm more into what, it's like I'm walking between two worlds of my past life, of who I was and who I am now. It's all converging together of what I'm really here to do. And it's not just being a secure creditor teacher, okay? That's one of the things, but not anymore, not as much anymore. It's more of channeling information that comes through that I have to share with the world. And so my daughter basically told me, she says, I was one of the Illuminati. It wasn't her, I'm sorry, Odrin. Said I was one of the Illuminatis, and they want to take me out. I'm being attacked by five different parties here that are powerful parties. I'm not talking about little trolls or, you know, stupid little people, you know, whatever. I'm talking about hardcore people. They are attacking me because they are trying to take me down. They took my YouTube down, and then they left YouTube videos of other people that are talking down on me, okay? They took my video down because I had to do with harassment and cyberbullying, which didn't have anything to do with that. But yet they leave these other videos of these people who are totally talking down on me, cyberbullying me, and they have it on YouTube still, which to me is hypocritical. And I know, and this is what she said, you are one of the Illuminati in a different lifetime. You were definitely one of them. And so now that you're here, they are trying to take you down because I have something that is very, very powerful. And it's a gift that I have.
Knowledge.
And, it's probably knowledge, but she didn't tell me what it was, though. So I'm not going to, you know, put words in her mouth. Odrin said it was something that I have that is very, very, very potent that they want me to take me down, okay? So that is what's going on. There's something about me that is very important for me to be that much, you know, for me to be that much of an influence, that they have to keep other videos about me on there, of people talking bad about me. So that really made sense, and I realized, oh my gosh, you know what? That totally makes sense to me, because why is it that I met this man that came into my life years ago who knew about them, who also knew the Queen of Denmark? I don't want to get into that story, though. But, you know, he also had me communicate with one of the producers who created Da Vinci Code. This is something I left out of the book, okay? I communicated with one of the producers, and I don't remember too much. It was years ago. He was either the producer of Da Vinci Code or the producer's father, something like that, or the father's of the producer. But I was communicating with him through my friend, who basically woke my world up and said, look, this is what's going on, and, you know, the universe is telling me, the Palladian Syrians are saying, you are obviously very important, you're going to do something very important in this world. I don't know, but they know. That's all he ever told me. And he taught me the ways of the law of attraction and how to use it. But he never used the word law of attraction. He just said, just focus on something, pretend it's here, and just imagine that it's here already. And this was back in 2005, okay? So he basically gave me that warning, and he says, look, you know, this is very important information. I have to share this with you because you're here to change the world, and you're going to do something very important. I don't know what it is. You're going to have to figure that out. Odrin said the same thing. You're going to have to figure out exactly what it is that you have, that you have a gift of something that you're carrying, and you have and you're going to unleash it, and you're going to help change the world, okay? So I don't really know yet. I'm looking for that. I don't know, but I do know that I have ties and to the past, and going through the pyramids, it really opened up my psychic senses, and so did Odrin told me the same thing. Since I went through the pyramids, it opened up my psychic senses where I became more of a clear conduit, and a pure conduit where I can just take in energies like a sponge, okay? And I can feel them, and I can communicate, boom, and I can tell you what's going on. So it's basically a channel that's been very, very clear. And then there's something else I wanted to mention while I'm on this topic here. Here I was thinking all along, oh, you know, we have so much fluoride here in Mexico, and we do. They freaking put fluoride in the salt here. That's the only negative thing about Mexico. Like in the United States, they put tons of fluoride in the water, and they're probably putting it in your salt as well, and they won't tell you that. Here, they have to label it as fluoride. If you have salt, it has to say fluoride. That is their that is according to their little law, okay? So here I am thinking in my head, you know, we're so probably so darn fluoridated because we go eat out a lot that, you know, I'm probably not going to be that psychic. Well, baloney. When I was in the restaurant, man, my energy, my guides came through really clear, crystal clear, like as if I was not even dumbed down at all. So what I'm thinking is maybe, now not to say that maybe fluoride's not bad for you, because it is bad, but at the same time, maybe it's just they're throwing this to make us feel smaller than what we are. We're actually a lot bigger than what we are, okay? Like I said, we are God and Goddess. We all are. We're that powerful. So they throw a lot of things online to make us feel so tiny, so small, and the believing in it, if you believe in it so much, you're going to create that, you see. So, yes, maybe it might not be good for you, but at the same time, you're very powerful enough just through a thought you can transmute that energy into pure energy. So if you have like a plate of food and you're like, oh, crap, it's got fluoride in it or a bottle of water, all you got to do is just put your energy around it and just send it love. Send it love. Imagine somebody you love very much and send that bottle love. And you can transmute that energy like that. That's how powerful we are, everyone. Okay? They don't want you to know that. They're like, oh, stay away from this. This is, you know, whatever. You know, they're doing it deliberately because I was actually thinking that, oh, no, you know what? I am completely powerless. So this is the situation. And for some reason, how weird. I guess in the next 15 minutes, there's going to be another call. I don't know what happened here. But I guess my call is a bit short, unfortunately. I don't know what's going on here. I had the block completely ready for me. But anyway, I guess I'm going to have to go, unfortunately. This is really weird. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm going to let you go now because I can't finish my story, unfortunately. Go to DrannaJohnston.com, DrannaJohnston.com. There's an upcoming episode for some reason. I should be on till 9 o'clock, but unfortunately I'm not on until 9. For some reason the blocks wasn't prepared. Oh well, everyone, I guess I better go. Take care.